Blog Talk Radio.
From a mighty long way. Oh Lord, yeah, ever this show that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh Lord, and Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh Lord, and Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh Lord, and I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad that I did not say, be faithful until. For then I will sing, be faithful unto them. Oh Lord, and the road may be rough, the going may be tough, but I hear saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto them. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes, but then don't be called my death. Well, I must be faithful. Oh, yeah. So I hear saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you, just
God bless you tonight. This crossroad will have an ancestors. And I want to tell you tonight, God bless you. I want to thank you for everyone that gave their seed, gave their seed to the ministry. Pearl, I thank you. And Pearl was telling me about the boogie, woogie, woogie. I'm going to preach that sermon, Pearl. I want you to really listen. I'm going to preach the boogie, woogie, woogie. Bishop Moore came to me in the spirit laughing. And I remember what happened when Bishop Moore came to the house of prayer. And he was sitting in the pulpit. And the girl said, Sister Lena Mae Anderson said, you want me to go get you some food, Bishop Moore? He said, no, baby, go bring me a loaded sandwich. And I was shocked, you know. He riding a big Eldorado Cadillac out in front of the church. He said, I just want a bologna sandwich. You know, then they went to the store and fixed him a bologna sandwich. He said, now this is what I want. And sometimes the little things mean a lot. And I want to tell Mother Pearl, feel your mother is with you based on how you took care of the family the best you could do. And, you know, and I just want to thank you. And thank Sister Mary Hawkins for y'all staying together in all that's going on. Y'all talk to each other, and that's good. Our family prays together, stays together. And I want you to know tonight God got a blessing with your name on it. But some of you are so caught up in family mess, you can't get a breakthrough. You got to let go and let God. Cross over the ancestors. And I want to say this here. I want you to get busy, with our ancestors. I was sitting with Bishop Moore and Bishop Ross came. And Bishop Ross said, Bishop, you got to keep telling these people the truth. And Bishop Moore was sitting there. And Bishop Allen came through. And he said, I said, Bishop Allen, I played one of your records. He says, all right. But I want to say to you tonight, as we cross over, and the ladies called me and said, Bishop, my mother became an ancestor last month. And you know, she's been sitting on the side of my bed ever since she passed. I buried her, but she ain't left me. I said, baby, if she ain't left you, that's a blessing. That she guide you. See, your ancestor guide you to the next level. And all of them have angels. Right now, we're dealing with a lot of witchcraft and magic, whether you know it or not. We're dealing with a lot of demonic forces with the children killing and committing suicide. It's a lot of demonic forces that's going in high places. Here in Chicago, we got racism running wild. We got black folks won't support black folks, and you got white folks supporting white folks. But we can't see it. That's some of the witchcraft that's going on. But I want to say tonight, as we cross over with our ancestors, I say, like Prophet John just said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Let go and let God. I got some things I want to share with you. The floods, the storm, from one coast to the other coast, from the east coast to the west coast, from the south coast to the north coast. God is moving and trying to speak to you. And I hope you wake up and understand. It's so much went on. You know, right now, you can go buy reefers and alcohol. Kids are getting drinking and smoking. And driving and killing. Then you can go gamble. You ain't got to go. They got gamble. You can gamble on your phone. You got a one boy, $3,000. He can gamble on the phone. The devil is loose, but you got to stay anointed, woman. Man, you got to stay in God. And you got to pray that God heal your body. Right now, as we going through some things, I want to tell you this here. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim in Detroit. Sister Kim in Chicago, Sister Mary Hawkins in Detroit, and Mary, I'm praying for you. Mary Scott right here in Chicago, Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Rena, up in Las Vegas, that called me. I want to let you know God is able to move in the next level. I just want you to get ready and get your pencil and paper, because something that will be said will bless you. Something will be said will open a door for you. I want you to get ready, receive the anointing that God got for you tonight, because God got something for you, and you got to be able to understand what God got for you. This is called over the ancestors tonight. Ashe, Ashe. Psalms 35 come in my spirit. Psalms 48. And I want you to stay focused, because we're getting ready to go into another level. Back to back, I did prophecy. And that prophecy that I gave out, I shared it with people. And earthquakes and floods and tornadoes. And people losing their minds. And people have took shots, and they all crossed up and messed up. One got so he took two shots, he couldn't walk. And I talked to some doctors, some psychologists. I talked to some pediatricians. They said, Bishop, the stuff they're giving is sticking to, they have to get a cleansing to get out of their system. Even the water is messed up. So what I'm saying tonight, let go and let God. I think about that when the king put the three boys in the five furnaces. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. When Abednego and they took him and said, well, we're going to take them and put them in the fire because they won't bow. Meshach and Abednego, one waved their hand, one was talking in tongue, and another was shouting. That bad Negro was shouting that God is sitting in here with me. And I want you tonight to know that's a blessing with your name on it. I want you to hear the voice of God. Glory, hallelujah. I'm praying that things will be loosened up for you. The home you want, the car you want. God said you can have what you need, but you ask not, you have not. And when I come on the air every night, I want to say thank you, power and the anointing, for God to hook us up. And I want to tell those, I had a couple of ladies call me, said from Texas, and one called me from Arkansas, said they couldn't get Blog Talk. Stop going to them cheap carriers, them phone carriers, where they tell you got unlimited phone calls, and they lying to you. If you can't get out all over the country, you need to drop that phone line and get you another line, okay? You need to get a carrier, or you go, because it ain't no charge for you to talk on Blog Talk Radio. That's a lie. A lady called me and said, I got the call because they lied to you. You need to change your carrier. When you tell them folks, I don't want your carrier because I can't call my show. I can't call. And you got to let them know, because they're making money off of you. Gonna charge you a nickel, a dime, a dollar every time you come to Blog Talk. That's a lie. Stop letting people lie to you. Lord, I'm gonna leave that alone. But I just want you to know. When I was talking to the guy at Blog Talk, he's a bishop. If they doing that, that's a con. If I call you now, it's already in my plan. It's in my plan. I pay it every month. You pay it every month. You both can call anywhere in the United States and out of the country. Now, I was talking to a young lady in Texas, and she said, I can't get you, Bishop, because you got the wrong line. They lie and get you a body line, and you can't get out. You can go around the city, and they say, you got unlimited. You ain't got no unlimited. If you got unlimited, you can call all you want to. Ain't no charge, because you already paid. I'm going to leave that alone. Get ready for God to bless you. I'm praying for you, Sam, Milton, I'm praying for you. Lisa, I'm praying for you. Jean, I'm praying for you. Devin, I'm praying for you. Yvonne, I'm praying for you. Mother Yvonne down in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Mother Love, I'm praying for you tonight. And I'm praying for you, Nita, that things open up. And Annette down in Yazoo City, I'm praying for you. Brother White, so he's going to be on tonight. And Brother White, I want you to get ready for God to open up a door, because I decree your healing, your deliverance. That, and I want to tell you, all is well. Those that are driving from Chicago going back to Memphis, those that left this morning, I put a divine protection around you, and it'll work for you.
Every day when I pray, y'all know what I say. I say things like, keep me, Lord. Keep me away from the wicked. That's my prayer every day. From the work and the work of love. Iniquity, yeah. You know why? They speak to
let God do something special for you tonight. I'm praying for every door that's closed will open up for you tonight. I'm praying for God to do something special, a word that God will give you as we cross over tonight to our ancestors. And as we cross over, something's going to happen good for you, and I want you to be able to get it and know what God's going to give you. God's going to give you something good. And when God gives you to it, and you get ready for God to bless you. See, you know, sometimes you got to say, Lord, keep me. I'm praying for you tonight. Some of you lost loved ones, and you caught up. Bishop, I can't make it. I want you to get ready tonight and say, I'm going to plant a seed in this ministry. I want you to go to BlessedSeedAbrahamYoursite.com or go to Cash Out. Say, Bishop, I want to plant this seed for a better living. I want to plant this seed where my mind can stay strong. I want to plant the seed tonight for my healing. If you just obey the prophet, God, I was telling the young lady, I said, plant a seed. I ain't got it. I just said, no, I left alone. Because when you slack up, see, when your hands stay closed, you can't get nothing. But when you plant that seed, God will open up a door for you, and you'll get $1 trillion worth of blessing. You know, I want to say something tonight, and it come to me when we said that tonight. We was having some things, and some things happened. And I'm going to tell you, I was looking for a breakthrough, and I got the breakthrough. And I was a young man came to the church, and he had HIV. And he said, Bishop, I ain't going to complain. God been good to me. And he began to sing, and I was sitting on the pulpit, and Sister Lena Mann was sitting there with me. She's a bishop. This boy giving his testimony. He's going to get out of here. I thought, Lena, don't say that. He's going to go. And we sat there and talked. But everybody in the church shouted, and I felt the spirit of the Holy Ghost. That was about 1921, something like that. I know we had a service. I think it was before 2020, and he sung the song "I Won't Complain," and I prayed for him right there at the church. But brother, you won't be forget, God has left a testimony for you to save people, even where you in the spirit. I say. And I want to say it to you, sometimes your ancestors come back to guide you to the next level, but you don't hear them. And I just want to share this with you, and you need to hear what they got to say.
Let go and let God get ready for a breakthrough in 2022. Get ready for a breakthrough for you. And we'll plan to hear and even you like that. And if we get ready, we want to take it to the next level. The level of healing and deliverance. And I want you to know that this is your season to be blessed. Your season to be healed. And your season to open up for you. And I want you to get ready for new and special way happening for you. Pretty quick, fast, and then it'll lose your full heart. I can put it on the road and keep it going. Because every door that you open up is going to be closed. It works for you. No time. This is more. Take my heart off now. A lot of floods and tornadoes. Floods and earthquakes in California. The road is out. And the Midwest and the East is going down. East, west, north, and south. It's gone. Is in control. Always understand God is in control for everything. Continue talking about Dr. Killer saved the baby, and we're going to continue to do that until we get things done. Don't forget, we're going to put a blessing and breakthrough for 2023, 2024. Floods, storms, tornadoes are happening all over the land. I want you to get ready at this hour to know that God is opening up a door for you, and you got to walk through the door. I want to talk serious about what's happening with this COVID-19. I talked to several doctors. Psychologists, they mess with your mind. Medical doctors, and they said mess with your body. So what you have to do is cleanse your body, get all this out of your system. If it don't, you get your heart attack, stroke, and you need to paralyze. So the spirit and the ancestors brought me a way to get rid of all that touches body, mind, soul, and spirit. You're going to have young folks taking shots, killing themselves. You got people that are angry, and I don't know why they're angry. It's because of this medication that we've been taking, and it's because that we've been locked up for a while, and we're getting back free, so we know how to act. You got people going to the grocery store with pictures. They hunt, because that's their mind. Going to school with pistols and with assault weapons, thank you for that. Snatching and grab. This is all a society that's going on mentally. So we have to get our people back into mental institutions, back to crime, to get themselves back together. This is the same that going into 20, 24, 25 years with the mental part of our nation and our youngsters. In the schools and colleges, there's still going to be shootings, as I speak this far, there's going to be shootings in schools, in the shows, in churches, in the malls, until we deal with the memory of what's going on mentally in our minds. And all that we deal with that is deal with it head on, body, mind, soul, and spirit. So my mouth needs to join in. We can see that Abraham become a part and a partial and be the message that you bring. Bring love, bring joy, bring peace. So once you do that, it'll open the door. So you need it right now to open up that door. Start to pray for you. I'm on Thursdays and we can block talk to radio. You can call 515-605-9890. Right into the radio station. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On Sunday, we have 11 to 12. During the weekday, from 9 to 10. Talking about, on Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King, the movement, civil rights. Crossing over on Tuesday, Cousin Ancestors. Wednesday, the divine word of the Bible, the truth of the Bible. And on Tuesday, we're talking about the divine word. Let's get the divine word. And we're talking about the divine word on Thursday. And we're talking about providing $1 million. Where's the money? Who got the money? We have robbed us from our economic development. Why we are content. Why we don't have money. Why we are second class citizens. Because we got robbed. Our ancestors got robbed, and if our ancestors got robbed, we got robbed. So we got to bring that back to $1 trillion flow. We sit back on the other side. The world, we've been robbed. But as I speak, one of the greatest problems in racism in America, in the 20th century, the 21st century, we deal with racism at a hard level. And class system that we deal with. So we got to change that and go to the next level. I'm praying that you're healing, you're delivered, you're breakthrough. I'm praying that every door closed, open up, and you're just ready to go to the next level of 2025 and 2026, 2027. We'll be able to break these problems out.
And when we stand together, we can change some things. The floods and storm is not going to stop until man make it peaceful with all the people of the land, the brown, the red, and all of that, Native America. I'm praying for you, Bright Star. I'm praying for you. I want you to get ready for God to give you a breakthrough. And some of you need a spiritual breakthrough, and some of you need a mental breakthrough because you're at your level, and you don't know why you're at the level you're at, and you don't know why. But I want to tell you tonight, Ashay, and I want to tell you, Lorraine, all is well. And I want to tell you, you that called me and say your house got washed away. Don't worry, God will give you another house. Don't worry about that. Whatever you need, God got what you need tonight, and God got what you want. But you got to let go, man, woman, and let God. You got to repent and say, God, lift them hands up and say, Lord, I thank you. Sometimes you have to lift the hands up and say, stop complaining that you ain't got nothing to complain about. You got to say, thank you. Now, one of the things happened to me. When Brother Paul Jones came to House of Prayer, right there in Monroe, he said, I got a testimony. I ain't going to complain because the stuff I did affected me now. But I want to leave a word behind people where people will know that God is still blessing and healing, and you can get what you want. And Bishop Topps used to say, wonderful, wonderful. And Bishop Moe would all say, you can get what you want. And Prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your paths. And I know tonight that God got you. And right now, I'm praying for the healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm praying for the breakthrough I know that you need. But sometimes you need to stop complaining and just thank God for your help and your strength, and God will heal you. Things going on all over the world, but God left you here and the ancestors, and God going to bless you in a special way.
What you need to do one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital, MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors. I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as you come.
See, now I want to tell you this. And Brother Paul John said, you complaining, and some people ain't got no food to eat. Some people ain't got nowhere to sleep. They fought in Vietnam and Korea. And we got wars and rumors of wars. The war in the Middle East. They just shot a plane down. Russia just shot a plane down. And so much going on, but you got to give it to God. You got to know that God is in control. And God said, man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. And God called for men to be men and women to be women. All that other stuff is you going to lose out about you let go and let God. Glory, hallelujah. And let God do something special for you because he'll do it now.
I'll have some good days. I'll have some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb.
I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I walk on blood. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But evil was best for me. Through my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I want to play. Oh, has been so good to me. Has he been good? Been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Yeah. You know what he did? Yeah. He tried all of my tears away. Tried my midnight thing today. So
thank you, Lord.
Tell your brother, find your Lord. 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 Find your Lord.
I won't complain. If you can't complain when God do something for you, you got to say thank you. Sometimes you don't know how it's coming, but you got to tell the Lord thank you. And then when you tell the Lord thank you, doors open up. And I'm going to tell you at this 9 o'clock hour, all is well. Trina, I'm praying for you. And Virgo, I'm praying for you that everything's going to be all right. I want to tell you, every letter, every telephone call, every thought is a thought that says, thank you, Lord. I'm praying for you that lost loved ones. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I was telling Freeman that he got 2 shots and he couldn't walk. We prayed he began to walk. And they called him, they're like, you want to get a shot? He said, I want to never get no shot. I'm going to wait on God. And I want you tonight to wait on God, change body, mind, soul, and spirit. And you tell him thank you for how he done brought you. And Brother Jones said, he won't complain. Stop complaining and begin to get ready. If you got to meet, you plant that seed. And as you plant that seed, a blessing coming. I dare you. I double dog dare you. And whatever you ask God for is going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. Glory, hallelujah. I just know there's a blessing that's in store for you, and there's a new way for you. And I want you to get in the spirit. Psalms 119 tonight. Psalms 1-1. And Pearl, I want you to read Psalms 100. And I want to tell you tonight, Mary Hawkins, I'm going to get the Hawkins family together. And you tell, all is well. And I want to tell you, sometimes God put the family together and trying to tell you something. So I want you tonight to get ready for God. It's a message in what I'm saying to you tonight. There's a message. I prophesied earthquake. And I prophesied, the lady called me to vision, we just had an earthquake in Alaska. They had 2 in the mountains. The angel showed me that. And we're going to have down around about people running to Florida. I don't know the Florida. But you're going to have to move out of Florida because the hurricane's going to come back to back. I want to let you know. The wall got to stop. Stop the killing, save the baby. And Congress got to do something about all these guns that these gun companies is selling guns in the back of cars. And right now, we got to stop the killing and save the baby. But you got to always say, thank you, Lord. I want to thank you. Father God, we come right now to ask you to heal every man, every woman. Father God, bless the children. God, bless those that got suicide on the mind. Bless those that are full of dope and alcohol and drugs. I rebuke that alcohol spirit. I rebuke that dope spirit. I rebuke that murder spirit. Abaddon, the death angel, you loose your hope off of that man, off that woman. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, healing in your family. I declare breakthrough. God going to give you the breakthrough that you need. But you got to let go and let God. You can't do it by yourself. This devil is too powerful, too strong. You got to have help from the angel, Michael. This Archangel Michael, happy birthday to all of them. Have birthdays today, tomorrow, and all this month. This is the month of March. Archangel Michael is the angel. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. You need to read it. East, west, north, and south. And let the angel work. You.
Thank you. are commonplace. All kinds of diseases for our slipping away. The economy's down, people can't get enough pay. And for me, all is thanking. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Out here on the street, and the drug addicts on the way, they can't be happy. Abuse and robbers, so they seem to be great. But you can't have your chance, and there is never a way. Central law, oh, oh, yeah, oh, 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 yeah. It could have been me. No more. No more. No more.
I'm glad to have you on, Brother White, all the way from Mississippi. How you doing, Brother White? I'm glad to have you on, Brother White. How you doing? I haven't heard from you. Brother White on. I got you on the line, Brother White. I know you. You hear it, Brother White? I hear you, Brother White. What's happening? You didn't go sleep on me, did you? People been asking about where Brother White at with the wheel and invention. What you been doing? I don't know if Brother White's phone is going in and out. And I want to let you know, Brother White, we want to hear something about the wheel and invention. He might have been dozed off because, you know, the server was real good the night. It was jumping, and everything was moving fast. And don't you say nothing, Deborah, because I know you'll start to laugh. Don't say a word. And I had seen Goshanda on there. I've seen some people. I don't know what happened, but God is still in the blessing business. Brother White, I got your line open, but I don't hear you. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, what happened? We can only hear you.
I don't know. I don't know. When I first come on, I could barely hear you either.
Good.
I don't know. I couldn't hear you. No, it was some more stuff on the line in the background. And
okay.
I couldn't even understand what you were saying.
Now we got the, you hear me now, don't you?
Huh?
You hear me clear now, don't you?
I hear you real clear, yeah. I don't know.
Well, you know we got a mail race up. We got the mail race up here. We got a lot of, you know, Chicago, the most racist city it is. White going for white, and blacks are going for whites too. And we got a black man running. He's real good, but we don't support each other. That's our problem. We don't support
the black man. Give this message to the black man. Tell him that God wants the Whitney and Vincent in the school, and if he make it known that the Whitney and Vincent gives people the mind of Christ, he can get in the mail. He will beat that man in because God wants the Whitney and Vincent. But the people don't want what God wants, Bishop. That's the whole problem in a nutshell. You talk to people about the Whitney and Vincent. And the thing they tell you is, the thing they be telling me is that they don't want God and they don't want God in school. Well, who in the hell is they? See, if you're talking trash, God don't want nobody in the church. What do you want? You must be going along with Satan. And see, God,
right.
People can say what they want to say. If God has extended his hand to people with a witness mission, he ain't taking no trash no more. If you ain't for him, he ain't gonna be for you. So
that's right. That's right. You know, Chicago is a little racist. You know, Dr. King said this is the most racist city he ever seen because you got blacks over here, you got whites over here, you got Mexicans over here, man, you got the Ukraine. What the mayor did, she opened up the schools and put all those people from the Ukraine in the schools where you got people sleeping under the bridge down at the expressway right now. She opened the doors up for them. Then some blacks went to sleep at O'Hare. She had them locked up. She didn't want nobody at O'Hare. So one of the things is, Brother White, if blacks stick together, if they're in Mississippi, Arkansas, we stick together, we get something done. But they won't stick together. The trillion flow, they won't stick together. See, now, we done had
ain't
five
gonna stick
automobiles.
Together because they don't have the mind of Christ. The mind, God has given me, I'm a bishop. I'm not a jive time prophet. I'm an end time prophet. I'm a real prophet. I'm trying to tell people that I go to where God has called me. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39, and read it for yourself. Because when you read it for yourself, you're going to believe it. I said, man, I said, God is calling me to prophesy. But the people don't want, people just don't want God. And if you don't want God, God said he'll, in other words, before you let the devil rule, he'll turn rocks to soul.
Yeah, that's in
now,
the Bible.
They do what they want to do and say what they want to say.
Well,
but I'm telling
you, why do you think how come you think blacks ain't sticking together?
Because they don't have the mind of Christ. The devil
well,
got some their
of them
mind.
Well, some of them ain't
man
in the church at all.
I'm not, them that's in the church don't have the mind of Christ. They got the mind of Christ, but they don't know it. Read First Corinthians chapter, I think it's either chapter 1 or chapter 2, but it's the last scripture in there. It says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct them? But we have the mind of Christ. God has given the soul man the mind of Christ. The people don't really know who we are. They don't know who they are. They don't know that they got a living part of them and they got a dead part of them. The heart is a living part. In the heart you have our wisdom, that's God and man. You have the Holy Spirit, which is a substitute for God. I mean, a substitute for Jesus. And you got Jesus. And you got God.
We as a people are looking for you to come down to Louisiana. And about five people want to see you. Well, Brother Whitehouse is trying to get something.
I'm going to go to Louisiana with Sister Betty. Sister Betty and I talk every day. Sometimes we talk two times a day. Sister Betty is all right.
Yeah.
Sister Betty understand what's going on. She understands that the word invention is the main thing that God wants people to hear. He wants people to speak it. And God, see, he's going to change. God is changing. But you have God's people dying every day, man. They die
well, you
because
know,
they...
floods and storms in California. You see what happened in California. Boy, I mean,
yes,
floods, storms, mudslide, back to back. But I had prophesied it was going to happen back to back.
Yeah, but I
told them, get ready that you're going to have two deaths in the Republican Party. You're going to have two deaths in the Democratic Party. That's going to happen this year. They already, one lady that died in the Democrat, and one more going to die, and two going to die in the Republican. So these people obey God.
Man, the head of the country not obeying God. The scriptures say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. These people don't even know what the word understanding means. They don't know what divine understanding is. And how in the world you going to do what God tell you to do when you don't know what understanding is? They don't care. I'm keep on telling you. I've been talking to folks. I've been trying to get, I'm down here, I'm trying to get that. God wants Fed, Jefferson County School, to be the first to have the weird investment.
And well, did you meet with the
person,
mayor long enough from Fed? What did the mayor of Fed say?
I talked to a man yesterday. They're going to meet with me now because I'm getting ready to sue them about the stuff that's on my land. And the man, he sent a man here to my house to tell me that they're going to talk to me. They're going to have to talk to him because they done let the sewer get on my land. And Now they just about to find out where it is, but they have to talk to me now. And when they talk to me,
they put a sewer line on your land.
No, what happened is a tree root, a cedar tree root. I got a lot of cedar on my land. A cedar tree root has grown into a pipe and squeezed the pipe so that the water can't go through it. Just a little amount of water. So it's backing up about the manhole and running on my land to a ditch where the ditch is taking it all out of my land. But the problem is that they done found the problem. But once they fix it, then I got a ditch about 2 miles long that's got sewer stuff in it. Well, I can't put no cows in there with us like that. So they're going
to they got to dig that tree root up from the root and then make you a canal.
They told me that they had stopped it, but I didn't get out there today to find out. I'm going out there tomorrow to make sure that they ain't lying to me that they have stopped it. So I'm getting on my track and go out there and find it. But the problem is, I'm telling you, they're going to have to talk to me now because we're going to have to sell this thing about the damages that's been done. So
that's right, to the land. You can't grow nothing on it. You can put your cows out there.
I can't put no more cows out there until I get my land straight. And I'm talking about 46 acres.
Yeah.
So,
they mess up to 46 acres of water. There's water standing in it, sewer water.
Well, it rolled to a ditch where it's going on off. So it's going on off my land. But look, if you tell the mayor, the black mayor that's running for mayor, that he has a way, a strategy from God that gives the children the mind of Christ, every single person in the building is going to have the mind of Christ.
Well, you need to come on up here and campaign. Come on up here and campaign with him. If you come up for a week.
I'll try to get up there and talk to him. Ask him if he'll receive me before I get up there, though.
Yeah. Look, he received you. He was over at Push yesterday. The women's endorsing him. You know, they ready. He received you. You want anybody want to help him?
Well, God wants to help him. I tell you that right now.
I'm gonna talk to him tomorrow and call you and let you know. Okay.
If you call him while you're talking to him, will you do that?
Yeah. Okay. And have
I'll
him
do
get,
that.
Get tell him you're gonna come up and help him.
He'll win if I come up there.
Well, he comes up to Eddie's all the time. And Eddie know him. People in the neighborhood know him.
Well, if listen to me, man. God wants his weird invention in the school. And I can list. The weird invention gives the children the mind of Christ. You ain't going to have no more retarded kids in the school system. You ain't going to have no more gangs in the school system. It's going to get all of that stuff out of there. The weird invention is an awesome strategy from God that people have never seen before.
I want you to bring it to Chicago.
I'm gonna give it to them, one way or another.
Okay, I'm gonna talk to him then get back to you, okay?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, peace and love, okay.
All right, bye-bye.